What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, the Knicks are one win away from sweeping out the Cleveland Cavaliers. So that's how we're looking tonight. But let's start with the actual series between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the San Antonio Spurs. This has been back and forth literally every game. So let's get into Game 3, where the Oklahoma City Thunder dominated this one. They got the win 123-108. SGA had 26 points and 12 assists. McCain had 24 points. Jalen Williams had 18 points. And the bench, though, is where it was. They had 76 points in this game. And that's something I always say about the NBA playoffs is there is going to come a game where your bench needs to take over. And that's the perfect example of what I just said is because that happens in every single series, especially in the conference finals and the actual finals. There tends to be a game where one of these benches just takes over, and it only has to be one game. Of course, it's not the entire series, which the bench is essential through an entire series, but they always have a crazy game, and this was it in Game 3 for the Oklahoma City Thunder, in which their bench just went off for 76 points, and they got the huge win in that one. But game four was completely dominated by the Spurs. This one wasn't even close at any point in time. The Spurs got the win 103-82. Victor Wembanyama had 33 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 blocks. De'Aaron Fox, this was his first game back. He missed the last two games due to injury. He had 12 points and 10 rebounds. And then Stephon Castle, man, this guy has been just having a monster year. I mean, it's really been focused on Wemby because, I mean, he's the focal point of the Spurs, but Castle has been having an amazing season just from start to finish. He had a great regular season, and now these playoffs, he has just been huge. So this series between the Thunder and the Spurs is exactly how I expect it to be. I had it going 7 games, and so far here we are. Game 5 is Tuesday night, and we are all tied up at 2 right now. I know a lot of you like to talk about how the Oklahoma City Thunder are big floppers. Well, I saw the Spurs doing a whole lot of flopping last night. Don't hear a lot of chit-chatter about that. Just calling out how all y'all are a bunch of retarded hypocrites. So you might want to just shut the fuck up and just enjoy basketball rather than bitching and complaining about how the Thunder are floppers when everybody in the league are floppers. Literally. There isn't one team in the NBA that hasn't been big floppers over the last 15 years in basketball. Grow up and get over yourselves, retards. You just sound really fucking stupid. And yes, the Spurs were flopping hard last night. And I just kept seeing it. I'm like, that's really funny. Nobody says anything about the Spurs when they're flopping. But when the Thunder are flopping, y'all got something to say. It's really stupid. But y'all keep being retarded. Anyways, let's get on to the Knicks and the Cavaliers series. And like I said, this isn't really much of a series. Every game has been dominated by the Knicks, and Game 3 was no exception. The Knicks got the win 121-108, and the Cavaliers, man. I said it before this series started that both of the previous series that they had in this playoff run, they didn't look good even though they got the win. They just look like a very weird team that just – it's Donovan Mitchell and everybody else on this team. And that's how it's looked in this entire series. I mean – The last game was pathetic from the Cavaliers. It didn't even look like they were ready for a home game. I mean, it's one thing to get your ass beat in an away game in New York, but they got their asses handed to them in Cleveland. Brunson had 30 points. Bridges had 22 points. OG had 21 points. And that was the Knicks' 10th win in a row. They've had an exceptionally dominating postseason, which is just crazy. Like I said, that could really play in their favor because they are going for the sweep tonight, and, you know, they're up 3-0 right now, and if they get the sweep, and, you know, you've got this Western Conference Finals, they're tied up at 2, so it's for sure going at least 2 more games, potentially 3 more games, and if that's the case, if it goes all 7, I mean, whoever wins the Western Conference better be looking out for the Knicks, because they are going to be super healthy if they end up with the sweep, and even if they don't sweep, they're probably going to get the next win. But I feel like the Knicks are getting the sweep easily. I mean, this has not even been a competitive series at all. The Cavaliers look like trash, and I'm not shocked because they're just not that really great of a team. And the Knicks are a good team. They are stacked from top to bottom, and that's why they're here, and that's why they are going to be moving on to the NBA Finals. So I think they're moving on tonight. I think they should get that sweep because the Cavaliers just look terrible. And even if they get the win, who the fuck cares? Whoopee, you just got the gentleman sweep instead. All right, so let's move on to the week of baseball and the top 10 MLB power rankings for this week. And not a lot of changes at the top. And we do have at least another American League team that is starting to streak again. But other than that, this is heavily National League teams heavy on this week's top 10 MLB power rankings, as it has been for about the last month. So let's get into number one, remains the Atlanta Braves. I could have moved them down for the number two team, but even potentially the number three team, but I kind of feel like they have the best record in the league. They're still playing great baseball. It's just they're not doing as good, I guess, as others, but I mean, they're 36-18 on the season, so overall their record is better than everybody. I mean, they're closing in on 40 wins. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took down they got the win over the Miami Marlins in that series, and then lost the series to the Washington Nationals. But they really, the reason why I still kept them at number one is because they are dominating in every single category, basically, in the league. They are first in ERA, first in batting average against them, and first in slugging percentage, and then they're second in batting average, second in runs, second with home runs, and second with whip. So it's just like basically every single category, they just dominate. They got Acuña Jr. back. Doesn't really matter, though. I mean, it's just another good player to add to this already spectacular roster. They just are playing excellent baseball, and really nobody has been able to take them down. And even when they have injuries, because, right now, Drake Baldwin, their catcher, their rookie phenom, he's been out the last couple of weeks. And even so, doesn't matter. They're still playing great. So I still kept them at number one just because they are dominating in every single category, dominating in every single way, and still, to me, look like the best team in baseball. Then at number two on my top 10 MLB power rankings remains the Tampa Bay Rays. Overall record of 34-16. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Baltimore Orioles and then split a series with the New York Yankees. And it's just this starting pitching, it's one of the best in the league. It's crazy to watch. I mean, they all have four or five wins on the season with McClanahan, Martinez, Schultens, Rasmussen. They have all been dominating every time they come out to play, and the bullpen is playing great. They're just getting a ton of offense. They're playing great defensively. They're really they still have yet to fall apart, and they still keep it moving. So they are just looking like a really solid baseball team, and are the best team in the American League hands down. And I could have easily put them at number one, but like I said, the Braves, to me, them dominating in every single category, just to me, that gave them a little bit of an edge over the next two teams that I talk about. Then at number three on my top 10 MLB power rankings, not shocked that they're back up here, and that's the Los Angeles Dodgers. Overall record of 33-20. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the San Diego Padres and the Milwaukee Brewers. So they took down two really solid teams, and they are getting great pitching from Robleski. I mean, this guy's had a phenomenal year with 6 wins, a 3.07 ERA, and 31 strikeouts on the season. And then also Yamamoto having a great year pitching as well, four wins with a 3.09 ERA and 59 strikeouts on the season. And then, of course, they're just getting hot offensively. They got Mookie Betts back, so expect him to start lighting it up behind the plate as well once he gets back into the feel of things. But, I mean, not shocked that the Dodgers are back at the top, because like I said, I could have easily put them at number one as well. It's just, like I said, the Braves dominating in every category, that puts them above everybody, in my opinion. Then at number four on my top 10 MLB power rankings, here they come again, one of the streakiest teams in the league, and that is the Cleveland Guardians. Overall record of 32-23. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they swept the series over the Detroit Tigers and then took the series over the Philadelphia Phillies. And that's just the thing with this Guardians team. They are either really hot or they're really down. And they were really down for a bit there, but now they are one of the hottest teams in the league, one of the best teams in the American League for sure. And they are getting a lot of offensive production from Brian Rocchio, who's batting a 286 with 4 home runs and 27 RBI. And then also their rookie Chase DeLauder, 261 batting average with 7 home runs and 30 RBI. And it's shocking because it's not just Ramirez for once. It's a lot of dudes in this roster that could just get on base. And they don't need to knock it out of the park. They just need to get on base, and they're capable of stealing bases, and they're capable of getting runs, and they've just been beating the crap out of really good teams lately. Their starting pitching is also really solid as well. Then at number 5 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Milwaukee Brewers. Overall record of 30-20. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Chicago Cubs and then lost the series to the Los Angeles Dodgers. And Mizorowski, man, he is having a phenomenal year with 4 wins, a 1.89 ERA, and 88 strikeouts. This guy is money when he comes out to the plate. He's even throwing like heaters every time. He's I think he threw 105 over the weekend. So the guy is just throwing heat. And then of course you got William Contreras, who just is having a great year. He kind of started off a little bit slow, but he has been hot for the last month. Right now he's batting a 303 with 4 home runs and 30 RBI. And this Milwaukee Brewers team, I'm very surprised at what I see because I kind of thought they would fall off a little bit. But so far, they have been really one of the top teams in the National League. Then at number 6 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the San Diego Padres, overall record of 31-21. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the Los Angeles Dodgers but took the series over the A's. And they're getting some great pitching out of Vasquez and King. Right now, Vasquez has 5 wins on the season with a 2.96 ERA and 45 strikeouts. And then King, he is bouncing off of last year's amazing year and just continuing to roll into this season with 4 wins, a 2.76 ERA, and 63 strikeouts. These two guys are pretty much money every time they come out to pitch, and it's really difficult to score on either of these guys. And when you take them out, they've got this amazing bullpen that's got so much depth to it, and they've got the best closer in the game with Mason Miller, and this is just a really solid team. It's just offensively, they haven't really been as consistent as they are on the defensive side of things, and as their pitching is. Then at number 7 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, a team that is back, and that is the Arizona Diamondbacks. Overall record of 28-24. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the San Francisco Giants and the Colorado Rockies. And this is another team that is playing really solid, overall great baseball. They're getting a lot of production out of their starting pitching. Their bullpen is really solid as well. Defensively, they're good, but they're getting a lot of offensive production from of course, Corbin Carroll doing his typical thing with batting a 301, 7 home runs, and 28 RBI. So he's not having any issues this season. But new guy, Ildemaro Vargas, batting a 307, 7 home runs, and 32 RBI. He has really been clutch in quite a few games this season and is really just, he really came out of nowhere, basically. And he's not the only one, though, for this team. I mean, they've got a lot of dudes who've just come out of nowhere. Either they're dudes who came up out of the farm system, or they're just old veteran journeymen who have just kind of worked their way around the league, finally got here to Arizona, and they found a spot here in Arizona. So far, it's working for them. I mean, it's really surprising to see what the Diamondbacks are doing this season because they fell off so hard last year after they went to the World Series 2 seasons ago. But now it kind of looks like they're back to their World Series form, especially with Corbin Carroll. The guy has just been having a phenomenal year. And I mean, watching him steal bases as well, it's just like, it's crazy to see what a good player Corbin Carroll really is. Then at number 8 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the New York Yankees. Overall record of 31-22. They're 4-6 in their last 10 games. This past week, they split the series with the Toronto Blue Jays and then split the series with the Tampa Bay Rays. And they're getting some great pitching out of their starting pitchers. Of course, Schlittler has been lights out this season. 6 wins, 150 ERA, and 75 strikeouts. Basically, his first bad game of the season was earlier this week. So, I mean, that it's going to happen. But so far, he's been their dude. They did get Cole back this week, so, and he actually had a solid game as well. Unfortunately, as soon as they took him out, bullpen got blown up and they lost the game. But starting pitching is looking great. Other than Rodon, he still hasn't really worked his way in. I mean, he's in the rotation, but he just doesn't look as good as we're used to seeing Rodon pitch. But Will Warren, he's another one of their guys who's just been pitching out of his mind basically every time he goes out as well. He's got 6 wins on the season with 62 strikeouts. And, you know, I really like what I see from their starting pitching. You know, Judge had a walk-off yesterday, which was really fun to watch and really cool to see. But it's that bullpen. I don't know what's up with this Yankees bullpen. I don't know why I'm not really hearing about them making some type of moves. Maybe because it's so early on in the season. I don't know, but it just kind of feels like they need to make some type of move for this bullpen because that is what is just killing them. Like I said, Cole came out, pitched a gem, and then as soon as they took him out, they got blown up and lost the game. So, you know, it kind of feels like this Yankees team is similar to when they lost to the Dodgers in the World Series a couple years ago, is they were great at every single thing on this roster other than the bullpen. And that's been costing them this season. It kind of feels like you might want to make a change so you don't end up like you did 2 years ago. Then at number 9 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, a team that we haven't really been talking a lot about, but I had to throw them in there because really the 9 and 10 spots were pretty difficult for me to figure out who should go there because a lot of teams are slumping right now. But I went with the Washington Nationals. Overall record of 27-27. They are 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they split the series with the New York Mets, but they took the series over the Atlanta Braves, and that was one of the reasons why I put them in here. I was like, well, they're getting some good wins over some quality teams. And they have a lot of young guys on this roster, and it just kind of feels like they're finally putting it together. Don't know how long it's going to last, but this is a very shocking thing to see, at least in my opinion, because I really didn't expect anything from the Nationals at all this year. You know, they've got Abrams, who's batting a .289 with 11 home runs and 45 RBI on the season. And then also their other young guy, Wood, batting a .254 with 13 home runs and 34 RBI. He also just had an inside-the-park grand slam this week. So this team's really got a lot of young guys. Their starting pitching has been very solid. So they've been playing really good baseball. I don't know how long it's going to last, but I'm actually shocked that we're talking about them. So I kind of felt like I might as well throw them in there because they are playing pretty good baseball right now. And hey, beating the Braves, that says a lot about your team, and because the Braves ain't no chump squad right now. And then rounding out the top 10 MLB power rankings this week, I have the Philadelphia Phillies. Overall record of 26-27. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the Cincinnati Reds and then lost a series to the Cleveland Guardians. You know, Chris Sanchez, he's been having a phenomenal year pitching. Oh, you know what? There was one note I forgot to mention with the Washington Nationals, and one of the reasons why I even wanted to talk about them is they are first in the league with runs. They are first, 288 runs on the season. So forgot to mention that about the Nationals. That's really what impressed me about them. Back to the Phillies, though, and Christopher Sanchez and in the pitching season that this guy's been having. I mean, when you've got Aaron Nola on your squad and, oh my God, Zach Wheeler, when you got two like Cy Young candidate type pitchers on your squad, that's who you're expecting to have the great year. But it's Christopher Sanchez, who's really just been kind of working his way up with this Phillies team over the years. And now this year, he is basically their ace. I mean, he's had a complete game already. He's got 5 wins on the season at 1.62 ERA. So you really can't get on base against this guy. And then 86 strikeouts as well. I mean, he's just been killing it. And then Bryce Harper, he's batting a .274 with 12 home runs and 32 RBI. So his season's not too shabby as well. This Phillies team seems to have really turned it around since they fired their manager. And that's usually what you want to happen when you fire your manager. And so far, the Phillies have responded, and they're playing great baseball right now. All right, y'all, enjoy the week of sports, and I will talk to you on Friday.